This is the reading for February 8th. Psalm 39. I said, I will be careful how I act and will not sin by what I say. I will be careful what I say around wicked people. So I kept very quiet. I didn't even say anything good because I became even more upset. I became very angry inside, and as I thought about it, my anger burned. So I spoke, Lord, tell me when the end will come and how long I will live. Let me know how long I have. You have given me only a short life. My lifetime is like nothing to you. Everyone's life is only a breath. People are like shadows moving about. All their work is for nothing. They collect things, but don't know who will get them. So, Lord, what hope do I have? You are my hope. Save me from all my sins. Don't let wicked fools make fun of me. I am quiet. I do not open my mouth because you are the one who has done this. Quit punishing me. Your beating is about to kill me. You correct and punish people for their sins. Like a moth, you destroy what they love. Everyone's life is only a breath. Lord, hear my prayer and listen to my cry. Do not ignore my tears. I am like a visitor with you. Like my ancestors, I'm only here a short time. Leave me alone so I can be happy before I leave and am no more. Exodus chapter 27. Make an altar of acacia wood, 4.5 feet high. It should be square, 7.5 feet long and 7.5 feet wide. Make each of the four corners of the altar stick out like a horn in such a way that the corners with their horns are all one piece. Then cover the whole altar with bronze. Use bronze to make all the tools and dishes that will be used on the altar. The pots to remove the ashes, the shovels, the bowls for sprinkling blood, the meat forks, and the pans for carrying the burning wood. Make a large bronze screen to hold the burning wood and put a bronze ring at each of the four corners of it. Put the screen inside the altar under its rim, halfway up from the bottom. Make poles of acacia wood for the altar and cover them with bronze. Put the poles through the rings on both sides of the altar to carry it. Make the altar out of boards and leave the inside hollow. Make it as you were shown on the mountain. Make a wall of curtains to form a courtyard around the holy tent. The south side should have a wall of fine linen curtains 150 feet long. Hang the curtains with silver hooks and bands on 20 bronze posts with 20 bronze bases. The north side must also be 150 feet long. Hang its curtains on silver hooks and bands on 20 bronze posts with 20 bronze bases. The west end of the courtyard must have a wall of curtains 75 feet long, with 10 posts and 10 bases on that wall. The east end of the courtyard must also be 75 feet long. On one side of the entry, there is to be a wall of curtains 22.5 feet long, held up by 3 posts on 3 bases. On the other side of the entry, there is also to be a wall of curtains 22.5 feet long, held up by 3 posts on 3 bases. The entry to the courtyard is to be a curtain 30 feet wide, made of fine linen with blue, purple, and red thread. Someone who can sew well is to sew designs on it. It is to be held up by 4 posts on 4 bases. All the posts around the courtyard must have silver bands and hooks and bronze bases. The courtyard must be 150 feet long and 75 feet wide, with a wall of curtains around it 7.5 feet high, made of fine linen. The bases in which the posts are set must be bronze. All the things used in the holy tent and all the tent pegs for the holy tent and the wall around the courtyard must be made of bronze. Command the people of Israel to bring you pure olive oil made from pressed olives to keep the lamps on the lampstand burning. Aaron and his sons must keep the lamps burning before the Lord from evening till morning. This will be in the meeting tent, outside the curtain which is in front of the ark. The Israelites and their descendants must obey this rule from now on. Exodus chapter 28. Tell your brother Aaron to come to you along with his sons, Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. Separate them from the other Israelites to serve me as priests. Make holy clothes for your brother Aaron to give him honor and beauty. Tell all the skilled craftsmen to whom I have given wisdom to make special clothes for Aaron, clothes to show that he belongs to me, so that he may serve me as a priest. These are the clothes they must make: a chest covering, a holy vest, an outer robe, a woven inner robe, a turban, and a cloth belt. The craftsman must make these holy clothes for your brother Aaron and his sons. Then they may serve me as priests. The craftsman must use gold and blue, purple and red thread, and fine linen. Use gold and blue, purple and red thread, and fine linen to make the holy vest. Skilled craftsmen are to make it. At each top corner of this holy vest, there will be a pair of shoulder straps tied together over each shoulder. The craftsman will very carefully weave a belt on the holy vest that is made with the same materials: gold and blue, purple and red thread, and fine linen. Take two onyx stones and write the names of the 12 sons of Israel on them, 6 on one stone and 6 on the other. Write the names in order, from the oldest son to the youngest. Carve the names of the sons of Israel on these stones in the same way a person carves words and designs on a seal. Put gold around the stones to hold them on the holy vest. Then put the two stones on the two straps of the holy vest as reminders of the 12 sons of Israel. Aaron is to wear their names on his shoulders in the presence of the Lord as reminders of the sons of Israel. Make two gold pieces to hold the stones and two chains of pure gold twisted together like a rope. Attach the chains to the two gold pieces that hold the stones. Make a chest covering to help in making decisions. The craftsmen should make it as they made the holy vest, using gold and blue, purple and red thread, and fine linen. The chest covering must be square, 9 inches long and 9 inches wide, and folded double to make a pocket. Put four rows of beautiful gems on the chest covering. The first row must have a ruby, a topaz, and a yellow quartz. The second must have turquoise, a sapphire, and an emerald. The third must have a jacinth, an agate, and an amethyst. The fourth must have a chrysolite, an onyx, and a jasper. Put gold around these jewels to attach them to the chest covering. There must be 12 jewels on the chest covering, one jewel for each of the names of the sons of Israel. Carve the name of one of the 12 tribes on each of the stones as you would carve a seal. Make chains of pure gold twisted together like a rope for the chest covering. Make two gold rings and put them on the two upper corners of the chest covering. Attach the two gold chains to the two rings at the upper corners of the chest covering. Attach the other ends of the two chains to the two gold pieces on the shoulder straps in the front of the holy vest. Make two gold rings and put them at the two lower corners of the chest covering, on the inside edge next to the holy vest. Make two more gold rings and attach them to the bottom of the shoulder straps in the front of the holy vest. Put them close to the seam above the woven belt of the holy vest. Join the rings of the chest covering to the rings of the holy vest with blue ribbon, connecting it to the woven belt so the chest covering will not swing out from the holy vest. When Aaron enters the holy place, he will wear the names of the sons of Israel over his heart on the chest covering that helps in making decisions. This will be a continual reminder before the Lord. And put the Urim and Thummim inside the chest covering so that they will be on Aaron's heart when he goes before the Lord. They will help in making decisions for the Israelites. So Aaron will always carry them with him when he is before the Lord. Make the outer robe to be worn under the holy vest using only blue cloth. Make a hole in the center for Aaron's head with a woven collar around the hole so it will not tear. Make balls like pomegranates of blue, purple, and red thread and hang them around the bottom of the outer robe with gold bells between them. All around the bottom of the outer robe there should be a gold bell and a pomegranate ball. A gold bell and a pomegranate ball. Aaron must wear this robe when he serves as priest. The ringing of the bells will be heard when he enters and leaves the holy place before the Lord, so that Aaron will not die. Make a strip of pure gold and carve these words on it as you would carve a seal: Holy to the Lord. Use blue ribbon to tie it to the turban. Put it on the front of the turban. Aaron must wear this on his forehead. In this way, he will be blamed if anything is wrong with the gifts of the Israelites. Aaron must always wear this on his head, so the Lord will accept the gifts of the people. Make the woven inner robe of fine linen, and make the turban of fine linen also. Make the cloth belt with designs sewn on it. Also make woven inner robes, cloth belts, and headbands for Aaron's sons, to give them honor and beauty. Put these clothes on your brother Aaron and his sons, and pour olive oil on their heads to appoint them as priests. Make them belong to me, so they may serve me as priests. Make for them linen underclothes to cover them from the waist to the upper parts of the legs. Aaron and his sons must wear these underclothes when they enter the meeting tent, and any time they come near the altar to serve as priests in the holy place. If they do not wear these clothes, they will be guilty of wrong, and they will die. This will be a law that will last from now on for Aaron and all his descendants.